Hey everyone, Jackson Reed here, and welcome back to Wake Up and Win. You know that feeling when you mess up a mistake that echoes in your head long after the moment's passed? Maybe it's a missed opportunity, a harsh word spoken in anger, or something else entirely. Ever find yourself replaying those moments, beating yourself up over it all? Well, let me tell you, holding on to guilt and regret is like carrying around a heavy backpack filled with rocks. It weighs you down, slows you down, and ultimately keeps you from truly moving forward. Today, we're diving into the powerful practice of self-forgiveness, because guess what? Letting go of those burdens is a game-changer. It's liberating, I promise. First things first, understand that everyone messes up. We're human, not robots programmed for perfection. Even your idols, the ones you admire and look up to, have faced their share of stumbles and blunders. It's part of life, a messy, beautiful tapestry woven with both triumphs and missteps. Here is the deal. Holding on to past mistakes is like living in yesterday's news. It doesn't change anything except for your present state of mind. You can't rewrite the past, but you absolutely have the power to choose how you respond to it. Think about it this way. Dwelling on mistakes keeps you stuck in a cycle of negativity, while forgiveness allows you to break free and step into a brighter future. Now, I know what you might be thinking, forgiving myself, that's easier said than done. It can be tough, especially when the mistake felt significant or deeply impacted someone else. But here's the key. Self-forgiveness isn't about condoning your actions. It's not saying what I did was okay. Instead, it's about recognizing that you made a mistake, acknowledging the impact it had, and choosing to release the heavy weight of guilt and regret. So how do we actually practice self-forgiveness? It starts with empathy, understanding your own human fallibility. We all make mistakes. Remember those times when you showed compassion to someone who messed up. Extend that same kindness to yourself. Imagine talking to a dear friend who was struggling with guilt. What would you say to them? Offer that same comforting voice and understanding to yourself. Next, take responsibility for your actions without getting lost in self-criticism. Own the mistake, learn from it, and commit to doing better next time. You're not defined by your past errors, you're defined by how you choose to move forward. Think of it like this. We all have scars, some visible, some hidden beneath the surface. But those scars tell a story, they remind us of our journey, and ultimately make us stronger. Finally, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer to someone you love. Forgive yourself, just as you would forgive a good friend who stumbled along the way. Remember that real-world example we talked about earlier? Picture this. You accidentally broke a cherished vase at your friend's house. You feel awful, embarrassed, and guilty. Instead of dwelling on the broken vase, take a deep breath, apologize sincerely to your friend, offer to help replace it, and learn from the experience. Maybe you were rushing, or perhaps you weren't paying enough attention. Regardless, by acknowledging the mistake, taking responsibility, and offering a sincere apology, you can move forward with forgiveness and grace. So, what are the key takeaways? First, understand that everyone makes mistakes, it's part of being human. Second, holding on to guilt and regret only weighs you down. Third, self-forgiveness isn't about condoning your actions, it's about acknowledging them, learning from them, and choosing to move forward with a lighter heart. Remember to practice empathy, take responsibility for your actions, and extend yourself the same kindness and understanding that you would offer to a dear friend. Ready to truly experience the liberating power of self-forgiveness? Take action today. Identify a past mistake that's been weighing on you. Acknowledge it, learn from it, forgive yourself, and commit to letting go of the guilt and regret. Share your thoughts with me. What mistakes are you ready to forgive yourself for? Head over to our social media pages and let's keep the conversation going. Until tomorrow, remember, wake up, win the day, and most importantly, be kind to yourselves.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.